If one happens to be an opposing ball carrier on the other side of the Pella Dutch in 2025, be prepared.
Physical and coordinated.
Fourth and two. Ball at the Pella 27-yard line. Shipper the snap. Handoff right side. Jorgensen's met in the backfield by Van Vliet. And he is stopped. And there's your dagger. The Dutch are going to win.
Big. I would say we're pretty big.
Bombers looking to throw. And it's
a baby.
Nate Warner comes in and gets the stop. Who else?
Can we attack quick?
Three receivers stacked after the motion. There's a big blitz from Van Vliet. Still pressure near the goal line. It's a sack in the backfield.
Almost a safety. Yeah, Van Vliet caused the disruption. Got in there first, forced the quarterback out of the pocket, and then Van Manen cleaned it up. Made a real nice tackle. Down at the one.
Fast and fearless.
Pressure coming. It's
nice
sipped
job,
and knocked away.
Brandhorst.
Gage Brandhorst broke through on the blitz. He had a play like that last week, Randy, where he broke through, got in, jumped up high, knocks it down.
The men in the middle have went together in close to 100% health so far, kept opposing teams out of the end zone through two games, and have a mentality that may have them as one of the best collective groups of linebackers in all of Class 4A football.
You know, it's actually been great. Like you said, having all of our guys back, just this defense has been crazy these last two games. Holding a team, a great team that scored 45 on Bondurant the week before to 3 points is just something special. And just knowing that we all communicate well and we all get on each other if we're doing something wrong, but we know that we mean it. It's just really a special thing this year.
It starts with an elite All-State choice for the Des Moines Register. Nate Warner leading a group that has him feeling like he can make even more impact plays in his senior year.
Usually, like, when I used to play, like, my sophomore year, I thought I wasn't obviously the main guy, but I thought I would have to make more plays than I have to now because I thought I would have to run and lose my assignment and basically do whatever I wanted. But now this year, I can focus more on my assignment because I know those other guys are doing their job and in the right spot.
Joining Warner is Kyler Van Manen, Gage Brandhorst, and Ty Van Vliet. The four are the leading tacklers for the Pella football team through 2 weeks and have opposing offenses begging for extra yardage. Van Manen says all of their experience has been a big advantage so far.
It helped a ton for sure. I mean, our whole defense is experienced. They know what to expect, and we're all used to playing with each other already, so like we got a lot of chemistry, and yeah, we're all confident out there, and yeah, we're looking good. We trust each other to all do our jobs, and I think, yeah, we're really confident with each other. And Coach Ballard and Coach Buchanan and Coach Fox, they coach the linebackers really well, and I think they help us a ton there.
Van Vliet says the unique skill set that this fearsome quartet has makes it really difficult for offenses to find a soft spot.
It's really cool. I mean, it just kind of shows on the field as, like, they run different plays and formations, and we just can shut it down because we have guys that can do everything.
And when those big moments have happened, there's one guy in particular the linebackers turn to for the hype.
Nate.
Yeah, definitely Nate. It just raises the whole morale, everyone, and gets everyone going. And just seeing one guy make a play just makes you want to do it that much more.
You know, Gage, after one of his sacks against Waverly, didn't have really any excitement, so I tried to get up and in his face. Like, you got to start yelling. Like, you got to get this excitement. That's what starts this defense. That's like, excitement starts the defense. Like, that's where we get all of our big plays. It comes from starting from there. It's like, after in the huddle, that's where we're like banging heads and everything. That's where it starts, really.
Warner learned from some of the best the Pella program had to offer over the years. Big brothers, who all developed their skill set under the green and white program, led now by head coach Ben Ballard and former defensive coordinator Roger DeWard.
You know, it's just a bunch of fun because, like you said, they all play different positions. So I can take little things, watch what they do, and put that into my game. Because as a linebacker, you have to play like a DB sometimes. You have to play like a corner and all that. But also, like, learning from Lucas and Sam, you got to know how to attack the line. And they were both very good at that. And I just learned from everybody, and that's really fun having all that opportunity.
Gage, Nate, and Kyler have the freedom to focus on defense. It's allowed them to have a few extra drops of gas in the tank late in games, and the ability to sharpen their skills even further.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, we don't really have to think about much about the offense. It's really just dialing on defense, watching film just about the other team's offense. Really just gets you, you know, locked in for what you got to do on Friday night.
For Van Manen, it takes a certain edge on every down to make sure they're providing the stops needed, especially as the offense continues to work to figure themselves out.
To play linebacker in defense, you definitely have to be aggressive and violent. I mean, that's what the sport is. And yeah, you just got to be able to take a hit and or hit people too. And yeah, you got to be violent.
Van Vliet says it's made things easier to sort on the other side of the ball as an offensive player, knowing the big plays will come. But there's some new to sort out still.
I think it's always very important just knowing that, like, it's kind of a safety net, knowing that our defensive guys, we can get a stop really any time. And it's just it makes a good safety net for the offense.
Freeman, it's knocked it out.
Better
incomplete.
Yet. Better yet.
The free blitzer coming up was Gage Branderhorst, and he knocks it away.
Did a really nice job getting in there. Both hands high in the air. Nice job, Branderhorst.
Even at 2-0, the road gets a lot tougher for these next few weeks as the Dutch wrap up the non-district season. But these Pella linebackers are ready to chase down some of the best playmakers in the state.
Just having the trust in each other, like knowing our offense is going to score so our defense doesn't have to worry about, obviously, doing everything we possibly can, but just having trust, doing the little things in the off during the weeks and by weeks, and knowing that before Friday, it really starts that Monday. Like, you got to focus up, and like those practices are way bigger than when you get to the game, and you're not, those practices are huge going to game day. Those are really little things.
We just got to keep working our hardest. Like, I mean, we're looking good right now, but there's still definitely a lot of ways we can improve in, and yeah, we can't stay comfortable right now.
I think our defense is just going to have to stay strong all year just to keep every game close, and our offense is definitely going to have to improve some little things and just get those explosive plays back.
Yeah, I'd say just keep playing together. Keep playing together and keep grinding, getting better every day.
For KNIA Cable Less Football Friday nights and this look at Pella High School's linebacking core, I'm Andrew Schneider.